Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Wide Men Can't Jump. I, as always, am your host, Tim, coming to you from the Great White North. I'm riding solo today, as Jeff is unavailable. We actually recorded a show last week, and the audio was so horrific that we scrubbed it, and then Jeff couldn't make an appearance. So you're stuck with the beautiful dulcet tones of myself coming to you, as I said, from the wastelands of northern Canada, home of the beaver, the moose, and the polar bear. But anyway, how's everybody doing? It's been a while. Life continues to be a bit of a roller coaster here, so I know we've said several times that we would attempt to get shows out on a more regular basis. It just hasn't been the case. For that, I apologize. 100% on me. But we forge forward. That's what you would like to say. Here's the thing, as Nathan would say. Anyway, let's go to the sports. What's up today in the news? Looks like the Commanders might be sold. Rumors have it that Josh Harris, who of course is the owner of the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils, somehow has got $6 billion. Wow, $6 billion for a crappy football team. Must be nice, but that's the rumor. Hasn't been confirmed by the league, but that is what's running around on the social media pages, and so we'll see where that goes. It wouldn't be the first time somebody made an offer and it was supposedly accepted and then went down the toilet, so we'll see. Be interesting to see what the changes in Washington might be with a different owner. In baseball, Ed Bogus, in baseball. You can now drink to your heart's content, apparently. So we've no longer the seventh inning cutoff for the beer. Wouldn't it make more sense if the games are going quicker that, in fact, the cutoff should be like the fifth inning or the sixth inning instead of the seventh? Now it's the eighth inning, apparently. How? I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. Technically, I think if you've had a beer, from what I'm reading here, the average time is 22 minutes from the end of the eighth to the end of the game. Are you over the legal limit? Probably, eh? More than likely. Got nothing against people being able to drink, but definitely got a problem with drinking and driving. One wonders this isn't purely financial. I would have to think so. I'm going to guess that the price of a beer at a baseball game is astronomically silly. Billionaires find a way to make their money. So apparently this isn't a Major League Baseball rule either. Franchises are free to do what they want. So maybe somebody will get a brain and pop that back an inning or two. Or if possible, put in some kind of safety net to keep people from driving. But I don't know how that goes over. So that's interesting, though. Other football news, the NFL has approved a helmet to reduce quarterback concussions. Apparently, they've been taking data for quite some time. Over 1,000 on-field concussions that have been analyzed and looked at the data, and this helmet has apparently slightly better, although I'm reading here that it's only 7% better than the most the popular helmet worn by most quarterbacks last season. Well, I guess 7% is better than no percent, but that doesn't sound like a whole lot to me. Been approved by the NFLPA, so I guess the quarterbacks are going to have to live with it, but we'll see. I'm going to guess it, at the very least it would feel different, so we'll see how that plays out. Give some more excuses to some more lame quarterbacks. Major League Baseball umpire Larry Vanover popped in the head the other day. Or actually, I guess that was today, or Wednesday. Got hit in the head with a relay throw during the Yankees-Cleveland game. Still in the hospital. Utterly amazed that that hasn't happened before. If you watch it, he got smoked good, and it had to have been I'm quite surprised that he didn't leave the field immediately. It was a great throw, that being said, but it literally, he got in between, it's kind of, in some ways, kind of his own fault. The ball came in from center field into the second baseman, or perhaps the shortstop, the guy behind second base anyway, and he went to relay it to home, and the umpire was sliding across the diamond, and he's right, you know, right in the hot zone. He's right behind second base in the mound. I mean, it's, again, surprising that that hasn't happened more. He seemed to be okay in the moment, and then, I mean, the guy's 67. I'm only 55, and I don't think I could take a Major League Baseball throw to the side of the head. I'd be in a crumpled mess. So I hope he gets better and that there's no any long-term concussion-related issues or any kind of damage, because that would be extremely unfortunate. NBA news. Oh, the NBA, barring people for decades. Horrible ratings for the NBA. Even worse than baseball the last little bit. But the NBA playoffs got, the play-in games got started. The Raptors last night, despite, I believe, a 15-point lead at one point, managed to blow it. And they got sent packing. And then the other game, the Pelicans also lost to the Thunder by 5 at home. Both home teams going down. On Tuesday, the Hawks went into Miami and smacked the Heat. Sent them packing, I believe. Maybe they get into the other game. And the Lakers beat the Timberwolves at home by 6. In overtime. I don't think that bodes well for the Lakers' chances. That eliminated Minnesota, who had admittedly shot themselves in the foot by, Rudy Gobert punching his own players. And we give the Timberwolves, I don't know if we give them credit or if they're stupid, but they suspended him for a game, knowing that he was going to miss that game. And I guess you got to send a message sometimes, and they did. So, but they get to go home in place of that. So, what we're looking at now, we've got, I believe it's tomorrow, I want to say. Chicago will be in Miami to play the Heat. OKC will be in Minnesota to play the Timberwolves. And we'll go from there. I guess that's because lower-seeded teams won. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of this NBA playoff play-in game stuff. Some of these teams don't belong in the playoffs. This can't be right. My ESPN thing is reading that Chicago is playing Miami and OKC is playing Minnesota, but didn't, I guess Atlanta goes right in. How come Toronto doesn't get another game and everybody else does? Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. Bogus, I'm calling on you. Anyway, regardless of that, I guess it is what it is. There's some more games, and I suppose some attempt to, other games, more tickets, more merch, more TV. So I get it on that level. But anyway, the NBA playoffs, the actual playoffs, I believe start Saturday, where we've got the Nets are in Philadelphia to play the 76ers. Don't like their chances. The Hawks will be in Boston to play the Celtics. Don't like their chances. Knicks at the Cavaliers. Probably take Cleveland. And Golden State is in Sacramento to play the Kings. That's a crazy thing to read. But we'll see how that goes. Golden State's Golden State, defending champions. Kings have had a good season, though, so that'll be a close one. But I probably lean towards Golden State for the little bit that I watch. In the West, we've got the Lakers that will be in Memphis on Sunday. The Clippers will be in Phoenix to play the Suns, and then depending on the other two games, those teams will be either in Milwaukee or in Denver. And we'll go from there. So the NBA playoffs headed into full swing on Saturday. Gives you something to watch if you're not a baseball guy. In Major League Baseball, so far we're, 2 weeks in? I don't think we got any real big surprises. Tampa Bay Rays, 12-0. Crazy. My Blue Jays are 8-4 in the American League East, which 8-4 is not going to get it done in the AL East, but there's always that wild card. In the Central, the Twins are a game and a half up on Cleveland. In the West, the Texas Rangers. The West looks like the weak division, despite the fact that it has the defending champions in it. The Rangers are 7-5, and the Los Angeles Angels also 7-5. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves, 9-4 to start the year. Trailing them are the Mets and the Miami Marlins. The Philadelphia Phillies, horrible. The Washington Nationals, horrible so far. In the Central, the Milwaukee Brewers, 8-4. A game behind them, the Pirates, and a game and a half behind them, the Cubs. The Cardinals, who usually end up in the thick of things, 3 back, and the Reds already 3.5 back. And in the West, the Diamondbacks, 8-5, followed by the Padres and the Dodgers, who are both 7-6. The Giants are 2.5 back at 5-7, and the Rockies 3 back at 5-8. But, of course, that's very early, only 150-odd games to go in Major League Baseball. But, baseball, the pitch clock has helped. The games have tightened up a bit, a little bit more interesting. I have to admit, I have watched a little bit of Major League Baseball so far this year. For me, it's a lot of catch-up because I don't know who a lot of these people are, even my Blue Jays. I barely know anybody on the team, so dig a little deeper over the weekend and see what I can, if I can latch on to some more Major League Baseball. Golf news. Masters happened last week. Jon Rahm gets the green jacket after Brooks Koepka self-destructs, and Phil Mickelson thumbs his nose at the PGA as he finished in second, I guess, tied with Koepka, I believe. So that was good for golf. They got really good ratings out of it because, of course, the whole PGA live angle. There's nothing like turmoil to get eyes on a product. Although I did see that coming out of the Masters, there's a lot of PGA guys getting starting to, or some rumblings that they're getting a little tired. Because they have to participate in a set amount of tournaments, which means they can't skip stuff. Jon Rahm apparently is one of the first Masters guys in a while to actually play the week after winning. Rory McIlroy, who was horrible in the Masters, he's facing a $3 million penalty for withdrawing from this week's tournament. And Tiger, who just doesn't have it, was limping all over the place on the weekend. I realized that he's eyes on the product when he plays, and that a lot of people love him. And I gotta admit, despite his personal problems, I like Tiger on the golf course. But I think Tiger might have to think about packing it in. When you got professional media people saying that, well, you know, I'm just reading here. Well, you know, it rained and the weather was a little bit cool, so it was hard for him to walk around. Well, I'll tell you what, if a day of rain on a Saturday makes you unable to walk on Sunday, you got big problems, I'm thinking. I'm surprised that they haven't managed to figure out a way to give Tiger a pass on walking and that he would be allowed to use a cart. But that might open up that's a whole bag of ball of worms. They probably don't want anybody to, that's probably more problems than it's worth. Either Tiger's got to take like a year off or something and get healthy if possible, or I think he needs to probably hang it up. But the Masters did very well on television, so I guess that's probably the ultimate goal, you know, eyes on the prize. I believe they did like $3.5-4 million on Sunday. It might even have been more than that. It was a really high number for golf, despite the fact that there wasn't a lot else on. Give that to you. The golf Masters on Sunday. Oh, what am I talking about? Masters golf on Sunday, 12 million. Now that's a number. That's only 2 million less than the NCAA final on the 3rd or 4th or whatever, on the 3rd, I guess it was. San Diego State at UConn, which was hardly a big ticket matchup, drew 14 million on the television. Yeah, 12 million for golf. They gotta love that. And, you know, and it's funny because on Saturday they only 3.8, and then the chances that Mickelson or Brooks Koepka might win, that drove 9 million people to watch golf on Sunday. Way to go, golf! Nathan probably rolling over in his grave right now. Golf, actually, Nate didn't mind golf. I take that back. Tom Robinson probably rolling over if he was in a grave, and who knows these days. Anyway, that was a joke. Tom is fine. Moving on. So golf, anyway, big thing for them now. The next, golf's got to figure out how to do this again to get some LIV guys and some PGA guys going head-to-head because it's good for ratings. What else we got? You know, college basketball came to an end since we talked last. None of us experts, the wide man can't jump. Nathan Bush, bracket buster, was a joke. Let's just call it what it was. Everybody was horrible. No one can hang. Everyone has to hang their head. No one can walk away from that debacle feeling good. It was pretty sad. Yeah. So many upsets that nobody had much of a go at it. I believe most people were, by the end of day two, most people were already long from coming anywhere near to winning. NHL hockey. I know we don't talk about hockey a lot on this show, but the playoffs are coming up. We got 2 days left and pretty much meaningless games at this point. The standings pretty much locked as far as who's getting in. Well, they are locked for as for who's getting in. There's a little bit of shuffling as far as seeding is concerned. In the Eastern Conference, Boston Bruins, who have set a record for the most points in an NHL season, with 133. That's 64 wins and only 12 losses on the season. Wow. They still got one game left, so they could bump that up to 135. They're leading the Atlantic Conference. The Maple Leafs of Toronto are in second. Tampa Bay is in third. So those three teams all qualify, and the Panthers, who are in the Atlantic Division, get in the wild card. In the Metro, we've got the Carolina Hurricanes, the New Jersey Devils, and the New York Rangers. Oh, that's 1, 2, 3, so they're all in. And the New York Islanders get the second wild card. So that's a whole lot of New York representation. The Pittsburgh Penguins, for the first time in 16 years, don't make the playoffs. In the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars lead the Central Division with the Colorado Avalanche, who are the defending champions, a point behind them, with still some chance there. Colorado got two games left, so they could still get ahead of Dallas, possibly. The Minnesota Wild in third. So those three get in automatically, and the Winnipeg Jets, go Canada. They claim the wild card, one of the wild cards. There's two in hockey. And in the Pacific Division, the Vegas Golden Knights are in first, 2 points ahead of Edmonton. They both got a game left, so I believe if Edmonton wins and Vegas loses, Edmonton will finish first. Boo. And the Los Angeles Kings are in third, so those three teams all get in. And the Seattle Kraken, the expansion Seattle Kraken in year two of their existence, or maybe year three, are headed to the playoffs. So, that being said, the playoff matchups at this moment, which still could possibly change a tiny bit, the Boston Bruins will play either the Islanders or the Panthers, depending on who finishes. First in the wild card, the Islanders are a point up on Florida, but Florida has one game left. So if they win, they will jump up a spot and avoid the Boston Bruins. The Leafs will play Tampa Bay. Carolina will get either the Islanders or the Panthers, whoever finishes higher, and the Devils will play the Rangers. That's going to be a fighting series, putting it mildly. In the West, Vegas, as of this moment, but with a game to go, remember, Vegas will play Winnipeg, and Dallas will get Seattle. Then the Avalanche would play Minnesota, and Edmonton would play the Kings. In a rematch of last year where the Kings took the Oilers to seven games in an overtime before Edmonton triumphed. So that all starts on Monday. So look for that on ESPN and ABC, I believe, seeing as there's not... we're getting into that crazy time of sports where if you're not a baseball guy, I mean, NBA playoffs, but that's, you know, baseball's still really early in the season, so for some people that's, you know, hard to get too worked up about until it gets a little further into the year. So do yourself a favor. Check out an NHL playoff hockey game. It's a different animal, that's for sure. So a lot of playoffs. NFL. When's the NFL draft? Anybody know when the NFL draft is? That shouldn't be too far off, eh? Got some interesting things going on in the NFL, but nothing's going to get decided until after the draft, probably. Still waiting to see where Aaron Rodgers is going to land. Nobody seems to know. Is Lamar Jackson gonna be in Baltimore or not? Nobody seems to know. How many teams are gonna trade up in the draft? Will the Ravens? I mean, the GM of the Ravens is claiming they might pick a quarterback in the first round. And if they do, what does that say about Lamar Jackson's chances to stay in Baltimore? Nobody knows. The NFL, always interesting, always crazy at draft time. I believe the draft is 2 weeks away, so we're not far off from that. I don't know a lot about the draft this year. It's a lot of talking about quarterbacks, as always. So we'll see how that pans out. The Bears should draft a quarterback, but probably won't. Just saying, a lot of teams probably should. Tough position to fill, let me tell you. Tough position to fill. Almost as tough as trying to do wide men can't jump by yourself. You know, that being said, probably quick updates. Kind of haven't talked to a whole lot of people the last little while. I know Ed Bogus, of course, Twitter machine that he is. I get to keep up with Ed without trying too much because I just check out his Twitter feed and I see what he's up to, what he's eating, what his daughter is up to. Giada, the Hammer Bogus, queen of the soccer pitch, I've been led to believe. The Hoffs, I believe Nick is house husbanding at the moment. Danielle out earning the bucks. Somebody's got to do it. Tom Robinson has moved to Bristol, wherever the hell that is. Not in England, I assume. But I don't really know. Got to touch base with Tom here one of these days. Steve New still fighting a good fight. Suing people left and right. Attaboy. Casey King. Sad to say that Casey's wrestling career came to a premature end. When he blew out an eardrum, apparently has done this before, and if I'm understanding correctly, Casey's already deaf in one ear, so he can't take the risk of blowing out his second ear, so he's having to hang up the tights, which is sad. I know him and Nathan were good friends, and Nathan was a big supporter of his. I believe Ed's probably seen him wrestle a time or two, so that's kind of disappointing to see. Who else am I? I haven't talked to Karen in a little bit, but that's not that unusual, as Karen is a mover and a shaker, if you know what I mean. Phil Allen, Philadelphia Phil. I usually talk to Phil every couple of days. He's planning on moving, I believe, to South Carolina, is my understanding, so we'll see. He'll no longer be Philadelphia Phil, he'll be Myrtle Beach Phil. That's rather interesting. The Bush family, still all well and good. The last time I checked, which was a couple days ago, although Angie may not recover from Duke going down in the second round of the NCAA tournament. And that's about it for the regulars. If I missed somebody, apologies. I haven't talked to Bobby Blaze in a bit. I haven't talked to Jeremy in a bit. But that's as much on me as them, so I have to maybe do something about that. And so that about wraps her up. A quick synopsis of where the sports are at, and hopefully we'll catch you again after the weekend when we got some playoffs to talk about, maybe some baseball news, and, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll run naked through the streets and get arrested. You know, you never can tell. But anyway, that's it. Minor league edition of Wide Men Can't Jump. I hope everybody's doing great. Stay safe, stay well, and we'll catch you on the next one. And I'm out of here.